Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you lost your sense of purpose? Are you unsure of what God is really calling you to? Every follower of Christ, regardless of whom they are and what they might be doing currently, was meant to participate in God's kingdom work. In other words, we have all been called into this mission of Christ. We all have the same general assignment, but our specific roles will be unique to us as individuals and will take into account our gifts and talents, experience, physical location, and our connections. Know that when God calls you to something, He equips you for it. God has given each of us gifts to be used to carry out His work for the kingdom, but we have to be willing and available to take an active role in His plan. In today's message titled, There's a Call of God on Your Life, join evangelist Paul Acqua on a journey to find your purpose and understand who God made you to be.
A question for you. Does the Lord still call people, or was that something He did only in Bible times? Another question, does He speak to a specific few or to everyone? Although God may not use an audible voice, He is still in the business of seeking followers. God is always calling us first to enter into relationship with Him and then to walk in His plan. He calls people to salvation because sin has created a barrier between man and God. He offers salvation through Christ. The enmity between man and God was sin. God took the initiative to remove this barrier through the means and agency of Jesus Christ, thus leaving man and God as friends again. One of the things that I love is that when God called us to Himself, He didn't just call us because He needed some workers and said, I will call you to Myself so you can go out and do the harvest. And yes, praise God, there is a great commission and there is a harvest. The harvest is great, laborers are few. But that's not the main reason why God called us. He called us to Himself. He called us into relationship. And it's in relationship that we find our purpose and identity. That's very important. Then He says, okay, because you have such a fullness in you, I am going to send you to the world because you have such life within you, not because I need a worker, but because I put Myself in you. So rise and shine, for your light has come. You see, in the Old Testament, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 to 3, that arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. Verse 3, the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. That's Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. And in the New Testament, we also find this in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, that many born-again Christians know. And Jesus said to us believers, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. So because we have been gifted with God's mighty power, we can fulfill our calling. He's calling us into relationship and calling us into His purpose. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. And that's written by Paul by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. So you see, my friend, God calls us first into relationship. Our relationship with God is about spending time with Him, worshiping Him in prayer, in His Word, just spending time with God. Our main calling is to worship and minister to the Lord. Jesus said, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him." What a powerful scripture written in John chapter 4, verse 23. So who is God seeking? Worshippers. And so you were created first of all for God and for His joy. His enjoyment is communion with Him. So you are called to worship Him. That's your main calling. It doesn't matter where you are. Even if you are in bed right now, you can worship the Lord and you can minister unto the Lord. Let's look at Acts chapter 13 and verse 2. We are going to find out that we first minister to the Lord and then to people. You see, the Bible says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. You see, God had called them to a horizontal work towards people. But first of all, notice what their first calling was. It was to minister to the Lord. That's what your calling is right now. When Jesus was on the cross, His hands were nailed. His feet were nailed. His hands that went out and touched people and healed them, they were nailed to the cross. His feet that would take Him through dusty lanes of cities to go and preach the gospel were nailed, you see. He no longer could walk, but He still had a calling of intercession and prayer. The Bible says in Luke chapter 23 and verse 34 that, "Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." See, and they divided His garments and cast lots. And as soon as Jesus died on the cross, one of the Roman centurions said this, "Surely this is the Son of God." You see, He got born again, and it came from the intercession ministry of Jesus Christ. Maybe right now you feel like, "I cannot go out. I don't have strength right now to do anything." But you have a powerful calling to prayer. You have a powerful calling to intercession. You might be elderly right now, and you are in a nursing home somewhere, and you cannot get out and do anything. But you can do great things for the kingdom of God. And that great thing is called intercession. One day you are going to stand before the Lord and get rewards for that. Now for us who are in front of the people, who can go out and about, one day we are going to stand before the Lord thinking, "Oh well, we are going to get some good rewards." But we are going to be in a long queue, and way up in front, way before us, is going to be that sister and that brother who were alone in their bedroom praying, interceding, and they are going to be greatly rewarded for that. And so whatever is your situation, I just encourage you to continue to meditate and thank the Lord for the truth that in everything we are to thank God. We are to give Him thanks. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 to 14 that, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth." Verse 14, "For which He called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. So God calls people to sanctification. That means He sets you apart. Once you have been reconciled to the Lord, He sets you apart for His purposes. A sanctified life isn't perfect, but it's bent towards righteousness, Christ-likeness, and obedience. We know that from Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Romans 8:28 to 29. So although God begins this work to turning us into Christ-likeness at salvation and continues until our physical death, the process also requires our participation. If we choose not to cooperate with the Lord, our growth in Christ-likeness will be hindered. It's very, very important we take note of it. God also calls people to service. God has chosen to establish his kingdom in the world through those who are saved. Our job is to serve him by accomplishing what he has planned for us. How are you responding to his call? It's a question for you to answer. Remember that one day we will all stand before God and give an account of our life. Those who have a habit of responding to his voice will experience both physical and spiritual abundance and blessings here on earth and one day in heaven. So important. God calls people to ministry. How will you know that you have been called into ministry? That's a great question to answer. As a matter of fact, every Christian is called into the ministry. What a lot of people don't know is that every Christian is called into ministry. God gave you a ministry when you became a born-again Christian. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 19 that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. My friend, you have a ministry. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. You see, so we have a ministry, every single individual. Every single believer has got a ministry of reconciliation. Notice that we have received the ministry of reconciliation. That means we are in the ministry of reconciling people to God. We need to show people their need for God to get them to receive his forgiveness and reconciliation. But we must be careful about the way we minister to people. The scripture I just read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, Paul said that the way God used Jesus to reconcile the world to himself was by not imputing their sins into them. That's the way we should minister to people. We should let people know that the answer to the sin problem is through the grace of God. Hallelujah. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at plus 44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.